You are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind him. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
Well, week 11 in the books, and Quentin Mills is still not with us. It's unfortunate, but the show must go on. We've got a updated top 25 looking at it. And Smitty, I've got to tell you, welcome East Carolina. Welcome UC Irvine to the top 10, actually top 9 here. Goodbye, Oregon Ducks and Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, which we'll get into in a little bit. It's becoming more and more evident week in and week out that there are very few contenders and a lot of pretenders this season. And I think you can tell right off the bat that the top four teams, top three teams maybe, are really your only ones that are going to contend for a College World Series this season. Can you prove me wrong, or are you going to second that?
No, I'm going to second it. You know, off air, we just said, you know, anybody that doesn't know what a record is, it's like a broken record. We're going to say the same thing as we said last week. And I said it to these guys yesterday with talking to Q and Matt. It's just average teams. You know, they might win a series, but I want to see a team that goes on a run. I want to see a team that, you know, Q was having a conversation. Well, if you take the series, listen, I played ball. I get it. You take a series, that's great. But some of these teams got to start stepping up and sweeping some of these teams. And, you know, especially these teams in the midweek losing to a team that they should beat. That's why I think Arkansas is fantastic with the record in those midweek games. And I think it's three teams. And then I think it's a bunch of average teams. Now, I'm going to say this, though. It's like March Madness. You always have a team in basketball or two teams that really catch fire in their conference tournament. And then they carry it on and they make a deep run. Now, here's the thing. Which teams are going to be? There's probably a team that's going to do that. Now, I wish I knew who it was and we could put a ticket on them and if it has a great number and try to cash it out. So, but again, I think it's three teams too right now. I think the top three teams are by far the best teams in the country.
Are you buying Florida State?
Not really. I think Florida State's an okay team. I put them right in like with a Clemson and East Carolina. You know, again, I'm going to say this, Kentucky, I know they lost. They did. They lost the series, so I know Burgundy's happy, and I went back with him. That guy's fantastic.
But shout out Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, that guy's great. I like him. But they should have – Kentucky had him beat Friday night. Could have taken the series, should have taken the series, but should have, could have, would have. It didn't happen. So hats off to South Carolina. I still think Kentucky should be right up there too. I mean, if you're saying they're not any good, man, then I don't know who's good.
Well, you were talking about it backstage. You don't like to play the what if or it should have, and the woulda, coulda, shoulda game, I think is what you called it. And I feel like The beautiful thing about college baseball is there is a lot of parity typically, and not even the best teams are going to win every single weekend. So like you drop a game, you drop a series. Okay. Are you ready to completely throw that team out like a Kentucky, you know, back-to-back two really hard fought series against Tennessee and then South Carolina? Yeah, they lost the series, but are we sure that they're just terrible now? We should drop them down. I mean, D1 baseball dropped them to 8th. I feel like that's more of a you've got to attribute at some point the consistency that they're still in these games. So at what point do you write them off versus saying like, oh, maybe they just had a bad weekend?
No, I agree. I mean, I think they were there. I mean, that they, like I said, they should have. But again, I'm one of those people. I don't like the gamblers that say, man, I wish I was going to do that. I wish I was going to play that. Well, you should have. And I'll be honest. I stayed off of it all weekend. Again, I did not make a bet yesterday, though. The line, maybe college isn't like Major League Baseball because the line movement on my site really went towards Kentucky. And I was like, all right, I'm going to jump in there.
Shout out, John. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. Duke lost a series to Florida State. Yeah. I feel like that shows me more about Florida State than it does Duke. I think we know how good Duke is. We've been on them several games with Jonathan Santucci, Kyle Johnson, that group. But Florida State's got a real stud in Jamie Arnold. And I think I posted that 100K club for all the aces that have reached the 100 strikeout mark. And I think Jamie Arnold's the next one to get there. This dude is legit. His stats back up what he's doing out there, talking about the advanced stuff. Nick, thanks for watching. He said Arkansas at Kentucky this weekend will prove a lot. I agree. That series worries me. It's worried me for several weeks now. Arkansas doesn't typically try to carry a lot of weight into, which I think it's Dave Van Horn, just not wanting to psych up the team and play down any loss. But, you know, he always emphasizes that it's really tough to win in this league on the road. So anytime he does it, it's to be congratulated. But anytime you don't, it's more of a like, hey, it's all right. You know, let's get back and reset. So with Mississippi State following that series next weekend, and then you've got the big one at the end of the season with Texas A&M, I actually think Arkansas drops the next two of the three series with a really tough opponent, Mississippi State, coming to Fayetteville too. What do you think about that?
No, hey, schedules get tough. I mean, they do. That's going to be hard for me to pick that on because, again, I've been always jumping on Arkansas for sweeps or at least getting, and then it's the team Kentucky that I really hope they just keep. I hope they don't fall apart, let's just say, at the end. Because, again, I've been on them, and I think overall they're a good team. You know, so we'll see. But, again, you know, another team, Wake Forest, they lose two out of three to Notre Dame. And, you know, Q made a good point. In Notre Dame, I know the head coach. He's from Somerset, PA. My brother-in-law is really good friends with him. So I'm glad when they win for him. But they're a scrappy team at home. But that's another team that Wake Forest, it's just like they're just – if Kurtz didn't catch fire the last couple of weeks, I mean, how good were they going to even win those games?
I don't know. It's tough. It's tough.
And the SEC, it's really hard. I mean, these, you know, it is. And it's tough. It's very tough in the SEC to get sweeps and everything like that. I get it. So, you know, I think you have your chances with certain teams that you can do. So, you know, but hey, here's a good thing, Matt. Like we talked about, we did find a team with Arizona State. Now, they let us down yesterday.
Of course.
But yeah, of course, you finally jump on. I jumped on them last weekend and got two wins out of them this weekend too. And again, I'll tell you, man, Georgia Tech, when they win, man, they put runs on the board.
Yeah, Drew Burris started off the season really, really hot and then cooled down, but I feel like he's caught fire again. He's done really well, which that leads me into, and luckily I did get on Arizona State Saturday night. It didn't make the card because I'd already put the graphic out, but Florida in that game too, the odds were just so crazy in that series. I mean, you were getting, I think Arkansas was laying -325. Florida was +240. I ended up backing them both in game two and three of the doubleheader on Saturday, plus the 1.5 run line because they were all tight games. Florida ended up finally cashing that one for me in game three. But we had ourselves a day Friday. I think there's a lot to be proud of there. Mississippi State, I was wrong on the game one. I felt like I had to stick to my guns here with Mississippi State. I picked them to win the series, which we'll get to in a little bit. But St. John's, that was another one that the model really liked on the website. If you're not using that, you missed out because I think I had Cincinnati plus like 170. Troy plus 180. These were all given to me from the projections. So shout out to the website. Nick continues to do great things. 20-3 day on Friday, followed up by 13-8. Decent day Saturday. And then Sunday, full transparency, we went a combined 8-12 from the plays that we posted. Not very good Sunday, but luckily I scaled back my units. I think Q did too. 41-23 overall. That's good for 64% win percentage. So pat on the back. And I'm going to continue to pat myself on the back here because I'm wearing the crown and it ain't even close right now. 76 points. I actually lucked out and predicted every single series winner, every single result. And I don't know how. I think I texted you Saturday night. I was like, all right, all I need is an Auburn win, a Mississippi State win, and a South Carolina win. Is that too much to ask? They all come through, keeping LSU from getting the sweep. Of course, South Carolina winning that series, and then Mississippi State getting the big
sweep. Andy blowing, getting down and then taking the lead and then blowing it late. There's the bullpen alert. The bullpen alert, everybody.
It feels good, Smith.
Yeah, feels good for you. Great job. Hey, it's you got to tip your hat and move on, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, all right, let's jump into our three up, three down real quick. I do want to let you guys know, though, the website updates. I talked about Nick a second ago. We've added a lot, so if you haven't been over there yet, go to collegebaseballinsiders.com, play around with it. We changed the whole user interface. The fonts are changed. The logos are all correct now. We integrated an insider's power ranking, which is IPR, oddly enough, RPI backwards. It is correlated to team statistics. So it's also correlated to their last 10 win percentage. So it's going to track those teams that are trending upwards. I love it because I was able to hop on, look at ECU. They're 9-1 in their last 10. It's good to see teams that are trending. Oklahoma State. It really likes Oklahoma State. I started digging into their numbers. They're 133 weighted runs created plus. They're third in the country in Team Sierra. You talk about a balanced team. I know the Big 12 has been down this year, but Oklahoma State looks like they've really caught fire and found their groove. That may be a team that you want to keep an eye on. But anyways, over with that. Three up, three down, East Carolina. Number five spot. I mean, what more can you say? 3-0 weekend. They're 35-8. Treya Savage, Zach Root. This team is legit in the pitching staff. Hitting was a cause of concern, but I feel like they've gotten it figured out here. It may just be because of their, you know, conference schedule not being great, but they're 127 in weighted runs created. Plus, this team looks dangerous, and I feel like given the right matchups in the postseason, they could make a lot of noise. And then for my down, it's obvious. It's Coastal Carolina. I know they cost y'all a bunch of money this weekend. This Chanticleer's team did not look good. Troy really took it to them. And thankfully for me, I think I was just on them Friday night, but Troy really showed up and showed out in Conway. Chance just didn't have a chance.
Yeah, they got five in a row. They lost midweek.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was getting at. They are 0-5 in their last five. They're swept at Omaha versus Creighton and then swept by Troy. So Chanticleer's team, you're done. You're out of the top 25. Not in the regional host category anymore. Coastal cost me too, Colton. I'm sorry. That was bad.
That's one of those on like Sunday. You know, Q said it in a text. I agreed with what Q said. There's just no way they're getting swept here. So then I threw him in a money line parlay and it just, it didn't work out. So yeah, just a team that's really struggling right now. So not getting pitching, not really scoring. So.
All right. Hit your three up, three down.
Okay. So last week I went with East Carolina. So Maddie was on them. I agree with him completely. You know, it's a team that's really playing well right now. I went with just Tennessee. You know, Tennessee went 3-0. Over the weekend. I know they're way up there, and you might say, oh, Smitty, you could have found somebody else. Probably I could have, but I just think this is a great team, and they're staying right there, and they're in that mix of one of those elite teams that I think can win the College World Series, so I went with them. Wake Forest, I kind of said it a little bit ago. It's a team that just, you know, they went out to Notre Dame, and I know Notre Dame's scrappy at home, but, you know, they should have at least taken the series, and it's just a team that from how good they were supposed to be at the beginning of the year to where they are. It's just, and you know, that game with Burns on Friday, that game was slightly close too. I just think this team's just not good. They're a very average team. They're right in the middle there. So from where they were to how they're still playing, down for me with Wake Forest.
And then of course, Quentin's up and down. It should come as no shock. I feel like he's just been itching to put Kentucky in his down. He hasn't been high on him, and hats off. He's kind of called this the last 2 weeks, even though I do feel like Kentucky's playing better than what Q wants to give them credit for. They did drop the series. They're now 33-9, like we said earlier, number 8 in the country. And then as up is Arizona. That's a team that's playing really well right now. And for a Pac-12 that's not very good, I mean, just buckle up, because I feel like the race to win the Pac-12 is going to be a tight one, and it'll be a lot of fun down the stretch. Oregon State hadn't looked extremely dominant like we all kind of thought they would. They did get a big series win against Oregon despite dropping game 3. I'm obviously trying to do two things at one time, so feel free to step in, talk about Arizona or Kentucky if you so choose.
Can I jump in? I said, you know, with the Pac-12, just keep an eye on that Arizona State team. And like you said, you were bragging up the site, and I agree with Matt. If you're not on our site, you better get on it. Check the matchup previews. Two straight weekends in a row with the previews had great numbers for Arizona State at a, you know, very cheap number that I thought it was just great. I hit them Friday, hit them Saturday, threw them back yesterday in a money line parlay, which they lost. But you know, last week the team can really score a lot of runs. Very good hitting team. So with that Pac-12, I think it's wide open. Arizona is a team that's playing well. Utah, another team that got in the top 25. They took care of business against UCLA this weekend too. I jumped on them, I think, multiple times over the weekend. So the preview matchup on our site really helped me to dive in some of these Pac-12 matchups over the weekend, and they paid off.
And talking about that matchup preview, we did also incorporate, if you guys remember earlier on, I was putting projected runs on the previews. We did add those back in to the preview on the site. That's not to try to bet a total, okay? I wanted that simply for margin of victory, because in these games where you may have like a 51-49 or a 55-45 top win percentage, I want to see actually how close the scoring margins are. So that's why we've incorporated that. Again, collegebaseballinsiders.com. Go have some fun with it. Okay. So I was playing around. I looked at the worst hitting team in the country. I can't even remember who it was. Maybe Mississippi Valley State or something. I did them what the line would be if they played Arkansas and Hagen Smith, just to play around with the projections. It made Arkansas minus 7,000. It was awesome. It's a lot of fun, though. Just play like hypothetical matchups. Okay, Pac-12, you're looking at Utah, Arizona. They're tied at 14-7 as the leaders in the clubhouse, followed by Oregon State. They are 12-8. Oregon's 12-9. And then you've got California, Arizona State, both at 12-12, this is going to be a very tight race coming down the stretch. I wish you could bet odds on it right now, because I would definitely hedge. I took Oregon State, and then that little pizza money on Southern Cal. They've got 11 wins, so they're not completely out of it yet, although they didn't look very good this weekend. But imaginary $100, who you taking to win the Pac-12? Who finishes it out strong?
Man. You know, I'd say I like Oregon State, but when they go on the road, it just seems like it's a different team. And I like how Arizona's playing right now, like Q has, and it's up, you know, for them. And that Arizona State team, like I said, man, when they score, they can score. I don't know if the pitching's going to be there. I still think Oregon State's the best team in it, but I don't know. Throw a little bit. I kind of like, you know, Kent and is it Candiotti, the other pitcher for Arizona? Yeah,
Jackson Kent and
Clark Candiotti. Yeah. So if you want to be a little different than just saying the team that probably a lot of people think, I'll go Arizona.
So here's the thing. Arizona has Stanford this weekend, which is a tough opponent because they've been playing a lot better than they were. They go at Utah, who just joined the top 25, and then they close out with Oregon State. At Oregon State. They have at Washington State, UCLA. So those are both very winnable series right there. I think it's all going to come down to Arizona, Oregon State, which the last weekend of the year, you're going to have a lot of that. You've got Arkansas, Texas A&M playing for the SEC most likely. You're going to have Arizona and Oregon State probably playing for the Big 12 or Pac-12. And then there's another one in the – I think it's the Big 12 I was looking at. I didn't make a note of it. But the last weekend of the season, I can't wait. So I'm going to be in Las Vegas for it. I'm going to try to hit Circa, Boyd, whatever. Whoever's got lines in Vegas, if you know somebody, cough, cough. Sean, you're supposed to be scouting it. Instead, he's over here talking about Kentucky Derby because the Kentucky baseball team's already looking forward to
Sean,
it.
Sean, I'm still waiting for that DM, man. Come on.
We'll get into that. All right, I think that's just about it. The Week 12 lineup, it's looking good. We've got Tennessee at Florida. That is going to be a Thursday start, and then the rest of them are Friday. You've got Vandy at Georgia. That should be a good one. I like the Dogs. NC State at Florida State. We'll see if Florida State can continue. I feel like just the domination of Jamie Arnold, they're a lock in game one. Number two, Arkansas at number eight, Kentucky. We talked about it earlier. This is one that I'm very concerned about. I do think Hagen gets the win. I'm curious to see. Kentucky hadn't switched up their pitching rotation. It's been Poozer, Neiman, and Mason Moore game one, game two, game three. I'm sure that they're going to stick with that rotation instead of trying to pitch off. Hadn't really worked out for teams that have tried it. And you've got Alabama at Mississippi State. Two other really good SEC teams that I feel like are just going to duke this out. This is going to be a lot like that South Carolina-Kentucky series this past weekend. I feel like it's just going to be whoever hits the home run last is probably going to win. Louisiana takes on Troy. Kind of surprised the Trojans didn't jump into the top 25.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's only 25 teams, so I like the Trojans team though. I feel like they're really good right now.
Yeah, it could be a good 2 weeks for them here with two ranked teams if they can take care of business.
Yeah, Texas A&M takes on LSU. It's always tough going to Alex Box. We'll see if number one goes undefeated this weekend. I feel like they probably should. LSU hadn't looked incredibly outstanding this year. They did look a little better this past weekend, but oh no, wait, they lost that series. Yeah, they're done. Stanford, another team I talked about, they're taking on at Arizona. Arizona Wildcats, I feel like they're going to take care of business, even though Matt Scott, that team has been playing better for Stanford. And then around it out, Oregon State, Washington State.
Going on the road. We are going to get
dog walked.
We're going to have to see. They're going on the road. But again, Washington State. And if May threw a gem on Friday night for Oregon State.
Well, Washington State, if you think back a few weeks ago, I feel like I was giving credit to Chance Taylor. He was pitching very, very well. I don't know what's happened with him. Washington State may just be a walkover now. I don't know. I'm looking him up. Is there anything else you like in this one? What's one that you're?
No, I think again, you know, it's always we always have great games to discuss here. You know, you look at it again. You know, you look at like the first game, Tennessee, a team that's just we said elite. They're going into Florida. We've said it now, and I've said it. This is a team still with Florida that has so much potential. Is this a team that could go on the run and can really get hot at the right time of the year and maybe make a major run? Yes, they absolutely could. You know, I think. You know, you said Georgia, you like Georgia and that. I like Vandy overall this year, but, you know, we'll have to see there. Cunningham sometimes isn't great on the road. He threw a good game on past Friday, but it was at home. His home and road splits have been a discussion. You know, let's see Florida State. Again, Kentucky, hey, this could be the spot that maybe Arkansas goes in there and really takes care of business. And we go, hey, this, and I'll have to come on air too and say, well, just not a good team. This is a spot for Kentucky. If they can get two out of the three, it'd be fantastic for them. Mississippi State, team that's been playing pretty well. I'm not completely sold on Bama. Troy, really quick, could be two straight weekends in a row that they look fantastic and that they're making a move. Tough environment at LSU, so we'll see. Arizona, great spot for them. I'm not Stanford. They should take care of business. And again, Oregon State going on the road. Can they show that they can win on the road? That's going to be the storylines, I think, this weekend.
Grant Taylor, not Chance Taylor. He's still been good. He hasn't been his old self. I think back to March 28th, he had a 9-inning, 1-hit, 17-strikeout game. His Sierra's 321. I feel like if you can get them plus 200 or better, that's going to be worth it. I just punched it into the projections. They do have Oregon State at a 66% win probability, 34% for Washington State, by a margin of 7-4. But that may be a fun sweat if you can get the plus 2.5, plus 200, ride with Grant Taylor. Hope that the Beavers struggle on the road, which has kind of been their MO here lately. But we've got another loaded slate. I feel like I say it every single week, which you could find good matchups. But I feel like baseball, you just get better matchups week in and week out than like college football or college basketball. There's always big matchups every single weekend, and I can't wait to talk about it on Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I don't know what else you want me to say. I think it's going to be a great weekend. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend of baseball again. So fired up for it.
All right. Well, thank y'all for hanging out in the comments. We will see you on probably Thursday, Friday for the show to preview this week 12 lineup. Cheers, y'all.